Good morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our Wednesday night Bible study meets at 7 p.m. You can check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. You'll find much information there concerning our church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, and consider the question, how did the worlds get here? In conjunction with that question, another question arrives. How did we get here? How did humans get here? How did we happen to have life? Notice what the Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I know today that there's a lot of confusion about this subject of creation. I know today that there's a lot of dust thrown in the air about whether the Bible tells us the truth or not. But the fact is that you will never be firm in your convictions of Christianity until you come to the place of believing that what God said in His Word is absolutely the truth. And you can take the Bible quite literally in these things. I would ask you the question, how did the worlds get here? How did the sun and the moon get in their place? How did time originate? What about light? Where does it really come from? And how did life come into human beings? I would answer the question like this. Genesis 1 and verse 1. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The things that I'm going to preach to you this morning, I've not always believed. Because there was a time when I went to college at Arkansas Polytechnic University in Russellville, Arkansas, that I became very confused about the origin of the universe. Because it was there in a biology class, my first year away from home, my freshman year in college, that the biology professor was very sure that the Bible was nothing but a lie, a fabrication from God, and that evolution was the way that this earth was created over millions and millions and billions of years. I want to tell you this morning that I was shaken to my roots. And I know this, that a lot of people today are confused about how we got here, about how the worlds were created. But let me help you to rest in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible said very plainly, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I know this, that as you go around to national parks today, you go around to various places and you overlook a valley or a mountain range or hills and all that kind of thing, and if you ever read any of the little plaques that describe what you're looking at, invariably, those plaques will describe this valley as millions of years old. This rock over here is millions and millions of years old. And I know that goes on. And I know that many times if you will watch a lot of the television broadcast about the creation of this world and all of that kind of thing, you will hear over and over again how that the world is millions of years old. But let me tell you, that's just not so. Look, folks, in Genesis 1 and verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the question might be asked, well, can't we believe that God has created the world and at the same time believe science? Well, remember this, that there is such a thing as science, falsely so called. There are those scientists today that are nothing but theorists. They are not scientific at all. They have already made up their mind that the world was not created by God, therefore, there's, quote, scientific, unquote, conclusions are that the world is billions and millions of years old. But the Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And when was the beginning? Well, that was about 6,000 years ago. I preached a message on that not too long ago on this radio station. But notice, The Bible said in verse 2, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." This is the beginning. This is what happened. God created the heavens and the earth out of absolutely nothing. Then notice in verse 3, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light." Look, please, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. And how did light get here? The Bible said, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light." You see, the fact is that God created light out of nothing at all. Verse 4, "And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." I would ask you this question: how long was the first day? Think about that now, and let the Bible give you an answer. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible said, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." The first day was 24 hours long. Absolutely so. God created light on the first day, but it did not stop there. Beginning in verse 6, we find here that God, on the second day, created a firmament in the midst of the waters, and he let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and God divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. We're either going to have to believe what the Bible said, or we're going to have to believe what some man says about creation. Notice in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible said here in verse 3, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Notice verse 3 in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And this passage talks about the creation of the world and how we believe and know that it was created. Verse 3, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." How did we get here? How did the worlds get here? How did the sun get here? How did the moons get here? How did all the galaxies, all the planets, all of these things get here? And the Bible says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Faith is simply a matter of believing what God said. And so we arrive at this conclusion based upon these scriptures, that you will either believe what the Bible says by faith, or you will not believe what the Bible says. And that, my dear friends, is called unbelief. You will either believe the Bible, or you will not. You will take the Bible at face value, or you will not. You will take the Word of God exactly like it says, quite literally, and you will believe what the Bible says, or you will say, "I am not going to believe what that Bible said." It all boils down to those two things. You're either going to believe or you're not. Well, how did man get here anyway? Let me read to you in the book of Genesis chapter 2. The Bible said in verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Do you believe what the Bible said here? That God, back there at the very beginning, on that sixth day, that God formed man of the dust of the ground, and in this body that God had formed from the dust, that there God had placed all of the internal organs, and yet there was no life in this body. And then the Bible says that God breathed into the nostrils of man, and he became a living soul. You know, folks, the reason that we're alive today is not because lightning struck some primeval slime somewhere and cause life to start. The reason we're alive today is not because of a big bang boom that happened one time, a long time, billions of years ago. The reason we're alive today is because God breathed into the nostrils of that body made of dust, and man became a living soul, aware of his surroundings, having eyes that can see, having ears that can hear, having a tongue that can taste, having emotions, having a mind that can think and reason. God gave life. That's why we're here. God created the plants. God created the animals. God created the water. God created everything. And that is why we are here. And that is how we got here. God created it all. But I know there's folks that don't want to believe that. I know there's folks that want to believe that we got here by some kind of evolutionary way. But it's just not so. Listen to what the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 11. The Bible said, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." God has made us. God has created us. God has breathed into us, and we have life. Guess what? We are accountable to God, who is our Creator. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He's our Judge. But listen, folks, the devil today does not want you to know that God created this world. And the devil does not want you to know that God has breathed into the nostrils of the first man and he became a living soul. Why doesn't the devil want you to know it? Because the devil knows that if you know that God is the Creator, that you are also accountable unto him. And the devil is clouding men's minds with the thought that the world is millions of years old, that God is not in charge, and that God does not have direct control of anything. Because Satan wants men to believe that they are in control of their own destiny. The fact is, you see, is that we are accountable unto a most holy and high God. A God, listen, a God who spoke and the worlds came into existence. A God who spoke and trees were formed. A God who spoke and animals were formed. A God who spoke and moons were formed in their orbit. We have a God like that. We have a God that we are accountable to. He is the most holy, righteous, and pure God, and there is none like him. The question is oftentimes asked, who created God? Let me tell you, God has always been. He is Alpha and Omega. God created time only for us. But God lives in eternity where there is no time at all. How did we get here? The fact is, you see, you believe what the Bible says, and the Bible said that we got here because God created us to be here. And this is why we are here. Today, recognize this fact and know that you and I are accountable to a most holy, righteous, and pure God. Lord willing, we'll continue this series next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.